It's 85 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm LaTanya Turner. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. President Donald Trump has endorsed State Senator Brent Taylor of Memphis for the congressional race to replace longtime Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen. Taylor, along with other Republican lawmakers, heeded a call from Trump this spring to redraw the state's congressional map to favor GOP candidates. The new map fractures Memphis into three different districts. Tennessee's 9th Congressional District, which long represented the city, now stretches from one part of the city, some 200 miles away, to Franklin in Middle Tennessee, introducing more Republican voters into the Democratic stronghold. Whoever wins the Republican primary on August 6th is poised to flip the district red. Trump announced the endorsement on Truth Social, saying that Taylor will, quote, unleash American energy dominance and keep our border secure. A historic steam locomotive that sat idle in Nashville Centennial Park for more than 60 years is one step closer to hitting the rails again. WPLN's John Boyle reports it's the culmination of a decade-long restoration effort.
The Nashville, Chattanooga, and St. Louis 576 locomotive moved supplies and troops across Tennessee during World War II when it was introduced in 1942. The 576 became a local fixture after it was retired and placed in Centennial Park, where it remained for more than six decades. Now, restoration officials plan to fire up the locomotive for steam testing for the first time since 1952. Joey Bryan is the vice president of the Nashville Steam Preservation Society.
You know, we've spent the past decade working towards this goal. It's going to be a very, very special event, not just for us, but generations of Nashvillians that grew up with the locomotive in the park.
Once the project wraps, steam excursions on the 576 are expected to start in 2027. John Boyle, WPLN News.